It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome tonight's guest. He's on our list of 40 under 40 who look like they're 14. Host of the Guy Benson Show and Fox News contributor, Guy Benson. She puts the fun in discussing hybrid money market funds. Fox business correspondent Susan Lee. He's called box office poison because the audience takes cyanide. Writer and comedian Joe DeVito. And finally, she proves blondes have more fun. If by fun you mean arrest warrants. Fox News contributor Kat Tiff. You know, before we start, I just want to point out that half our studio audience is stuck in an elevator. That's how small our audience is. I'm not kidding. Gene is stuck in an elevator. Been there for like a long time. You know what? I don't care. You know he is. That's where he is.
I did not know that.
No. Really?
Yeah, he's stuck in an elevator. Been there for a long time. So anyway, guys, back to the show. What is the point of being a woke DA? Like, why would you? Why is it? Does letting criminals back onto the street help them? Like, what is the point?
First of all, I want to make sure that I get my royalty check for that shot of the tattoo on my abdomen. So, thank you.
Are you that hairy? That's like a bear. And I mean the kind of bear you like.
Greg knows the answer to his own question, actually. But look, I think you're going at this whole story all wrong.
Okay.
You're of course coming at it from a very negative perspective, very Fox News of you.
Yes, that's
right? This is an inspirational story of redemption.
Mm.
There's a beautiful friendship that's blossoming here, and you just want to focus on the murder.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes murderers get tattoos representing their victims.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is getting one representing the guy who's helping him out, like his DA buddy. And I think this could be like maybe a sitcom or something in this.
So you're saying
CBS.
It's like progress. We've gone from it's kind of impressive that he knows enough about Gascon.
No, he's like a wonk on the details of
criminal justice
reform.
Exactly.
It's impressive.
What else are you going to do in prison?
Yes. He's going to be out soon, a cat. So you better say something nice about him.
He's cute.
Susan, is
no,
there
thanks.
Thanks.
Is Gene locked up right now?
Yeah, Gene is
locked
is,
up in an elevator.
Gene is in an elevator. But I want to ask you
concerned?
From the business perspective.
Don't worry about
Gene. Gene is a big boy. He can handle himself. Let's talk about what are the impacts of face tattoos in job interviews. You're on the FBN.
Yeah.
What do people get? It's got to reduce your chances for a job.
Yeah, well, yes. I didn't even think about it that way because I thought it was the stupidest thing to celebrate getting out of life in prison with a permanent tattoo on your face.
Mm-hmm.
But that makes a lot of sense, doesn't
it?
No, but in terms of safety, though, I do have to point out the high crime rate here in New York.
Right.
Because my family was very concerned about me with the Brooklyn shooting.
Yeah.
I haven't been on the subway in 2.5 years. As an Asian woman,
mm-hmm.
I feel kind of scared getting on the New York subway.
I would, too. And I'm not an Asian woman. Today, anyway.
Well.
Who knows what I'll be up to this weekend. Whatever you want, Joe DeVito. Whatever you want. Nice little combination with the black shirt and the blue jacket.
Thank you. Thank you.
Where's your pipe? I don't know what I'm saying.
Wow.
Where does this go? I mean, like, we know this, we see this, and it's like it's still happening. Where are the adults?
I don't know. Gascon's done an amazing job here. Look at the support he has. He's got both the Crips and the Bloods complimenting
the
him.
The unifier.
Bipartisanship.
Yes. If they can do it, so can the Republicans and the Democrats.
Yes, he's reached across the aisle for these people. It's amazing to me that these people in power seem to have such hatred for the people they represent, that they're watching the crime go up. And that he's even got a fanboy who's getting a tattoo of his name. And that is just, that's absurd. You know, he should get a QR code tattooed so that when he's committing his next crime, you just take a picture with your phone and it goes directly to the police report.
Yes, exactly. I love QR codes. Is that fun?
Save some time because they're not concerned with keeping people like this in prison.
Or yeah, I'm just talking about
you love them.
Being scanned.
I just hate when you get like a plastic menu with previous food on it. It drives me crazy. You sit down, you got the big giant Cheesecake Factory menu. They got so many options, and yet all this stuff starts sliding down into your lap. And it's like, I don't need that. I like the QR code. There's no food stuck to the QR code, Kat. Do you ever notice that?
I guess I haven't thought about it as much as you have.
That's why I'm here asking the questions and you're answering them.
Yep.
You're answering them.
Are you going to ask me a question?
I'm looking for a good one.
Okay.
I had a question for you and then I've changed my mind because I'm a little bit worried about Jean trapped in an elevator.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, it's kind of like throwing me off a little bit. It's throwing off my game.
I bet it's throwing him off too.
No, you know, can you almost hear him his faint screams? And you know, there's not a lot of air in that elevator and he's a big boy.
Yeah.
You know, let's talk about tattoos. You've dated men with neck tattoos.
Of course, several, yes.
Yes.
But that's because it's hot.
All right.
What?
Seriously,
there'll be a guy, he's not that attractive, but then he's got a neck tattoo, and you're like, all right.
There you go. All right. Well,
does it have to be on the neck, or can it be anywhere
else? Hotter on the neck. I mean, preferably it's all over the place, but...
What do you make of this? Let's stick to the topic. You've gone off topic. It's very...
Like, I took us there, yeah.
Yes, you took us there. You're like a drunk mom on a field trip.
Not yet. Someday, maybe.
Yes.
I think that, you know, in general, I think a lot of sentencing enhancements and mandatory minimums can lead to a lot of injustice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the way that they kind of remove the ability to consider things on a case-by-case basis. I don't think that the place we should be starting is getting murderers out early.
Yeah.
I think that there's a lot of things we can improve in terms of our criminal justice system. I'm not losing sleep over murderers. I might lose sleep with more murderers around.
Yes. Well, what you're talking about, the problem here is recidivism, right? We used to lock people up who repeatedly did things. Now we let them out and they recidivize. I think that's a verb.
He didn't do things. He did a murder.
He did a murder.
That's the one I really don't like.
No. And then they just keep doing it over and over again. Isn't Gascon being recalled? I think he is.
There's a recall, I believe, petition against him, and there's a recall election against his clone up in San Francisco a few weeks from now.
Yes, so Jay Budon.
Yes, a lot of people will be watching that one very closely.
Yes.
The thing is, and I think Kat's point is really important, like on a more serious note, policy-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can talk about criminal justice reform for nonviolent offenders.
Right.
And this is how they sell it typically to us, but this is the most violent offender. This is a murderer and a gang member who used a gun. They say they're all against guns, and then they're figuring out ways to get him out of prison earlier. That is the opposite of good public policy, and it's going to swing the pendulum back hardcore to like a law and order message. And I think that's part of the reason Republicans are going to sweep up in November.
It's a good point for people who talk about gun control, but it's a bait and switch than murder. It's like we just want the peaceful people out, but all the people that are being let out, there's a lot of violent ones. And there's going to be 70,000 more that are being released, I guess, over this year in California alone. A number I just made up. No, I didn't. Either that or I dreamt it, but there is 70,000. I remember it.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Should they throw the book at Captain Hook? And should other fictional characters get banned in Never Never Land? According to the New York Times, a paper... Two Disney executives say the company flagged several animated characters as potentially problematic as it was preparing to launch Disney Plus 3 years ago. I'd like to launch that thing, if you know what I mean. I don't know what I mean. The concern, some might perpetuate negative stereotypes, you know, of hardworking dwarves like me. Among those flags, I'm not that short. What they were concerned about was Tinkerbell because she's body conscious and jealous of Peter Pan's attention. Well, who wasn't? And of course, this casts a negative stereotype on people identifying as tiny magical fairies. Captain Hook, apparently there were fears he'd expose Disney to accusations of discrimination against people with disabilities since he's a villain with a hook for a hand. But also, he might discourage children from going into pirating. That's unfair. Now, it might seem absurd that Disney was so fearful of their back catalog, but they're also terrified of the 1% of their employees who are woke nut jobs. You'd think they'd be pretty chill, considering Walt's been frozen solid for 45 years. But sometimes they do make the right call, you got to admit. I mean, do you remember the original Mickey Mouse and Friends? Holy crap.
Yo, what up, mother? So glad we killed that family and took their house.
Oh, yeah, dude! Who wants human fingers? Cut them fresh from the orphanage. Woo!
There you go. R.I.P. Gene. He was the voice of Goofy. Susan, let's be honest. Let's be honest. Disney's in trouble. They're like a divorced guy going through like a, what do you call it, a midlife crisis.
A divorced guy.
Yeah, Disney's going through the, they're like, oh my God, we're not cool. I need to get an earring. I need to get my hair dyed blonde.
All by ourselves.
I need to get a grill. That's what the people say. They're in trouble.
or a younger girlfriend.
I don't know. The cool people. Come on, answer the question, Susan. We don't have all day.
But it wasn't a question.
The question is, is Disney in trouble? I mean, let's be honest. They're in trouble. They're having an identity crisis.
Yep. So when you try to offend nobody, that's right.
Good point.
That's right. Yes. Nobody comes along with you.
Right.
So you lose everybody. Mm-hmm. And you try to offend nobody. Yeah. But what's next? Are they going to cancel Jack Sparrow and Johnny Depp since we watched that testimony today on the stand?
I think he's canceled himself, unfortunately.
Well,
those movies were so overrated.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
The ride is so much better than the movie.
Well, I think those movies made about $1 billion.
Oh, is that all you see are the dollar signs?
Yes. Well, in this case, I mean, what Disney is, a
quality.
Multi-billion dollar company.
You know what? Enough.
Are you tall enough to ride on the ride?
No.
Oh.
You should see me on a teacup. And you will. All right. Because you're my saucer. I didn't even know what that means. Kat.
Yeah, what's up?
There's something. I'm going to go back because Susan didn't answer the question. Let's be honest. Disney characters are freaky and weird and at times not age appropriate. A pirate is not a good role model for children, especially, you know, what pirates do. Pirates do piratey things.
They sure do.
Thank you.
But if you know, if you break this down and you just think about how ridiculous it is that they're specifically worried about discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
They are saying, okay, Captain Hook is a bad guy with no hand. So people are going to see Peter Pan and then they're going to, you know, all disabled people are not going to be able to get a job.
Yeah.
Because they're going to say, wait a minute, you're disabled, so is Captain Hook. You're a bad guy like Captain Hook. That is what they're saying.
Exactly.
That has not and will not happen.
That, you know, no, that never enters. I've hired thousands of one-armed people. I don't think that's provable. But I like it when people always say they've done thousands of things, because it's like, that's impossible. I've prosecuted thousands of cases. It's like, really? No, Joe, you haven't.
No. But no, who would benefit from that if they had, oh, disabled pirates that we're getting rid of that plank, we're putting in a ramp. Great for you guys.
That's funny. That is funny. If we had an audience, they would be laughing.
Well, they talk about Disney Plus is discovering they had problematic characters at Disney Plus, which there's also a lot of problematic characters at CNN Plus.
Yes.
You don't want to forget about that, but at least at Disney Plus, they know their checks are going to clear, that their paychecks will be all
That's
right.
That's true.
Peter Pan, traditionally played in live shows by a woman. How come no one's talking about that? It's played by Sandy Duncan, who had one eye.
That is true.
She had like a wheat thin or something to her other eye.
Yeah,
so
she had one eye.
That was ahead of their time, so why not talk about that?
She was a trailblazer.
Yeah.
She was the first, she played a guy. Nobody talks about Sandy Duncan.
This story has actually been weighing on me all day because I read the details and I was very confused by some of them. And then you get to Tinkerbell. I'm like, what honestly is the problem with Tinkerbell? And apparently Tinkerbell is getting canceled by Disney because she has body image issues and is jealous of boys' attention, and that's what she really wants. And then it dawned on me that the official mascot of gay men is literally a fairy, and that is problematic.
Yeah, I had no idea. Is that like your mascot?
That's the joke. Because we have body issues and we're jealous of men's attention.
Yeah, you know, I was still thinking about
Gene.
I do think that we talked about, you know, Elon Musk buying up Twitter to make it better. It needs a total overhaul, Disney. Like, when you go there, I haven't been there in a while, but I mean, like, I was at Disney World maybe 10 years ago.
It's old. Everything feels old, except for the prices. The prices just are crazy town. Yeah,
that's right.
But everything's old there. It's like you know what it is? It's like the Playboy Mansion for kids.
Hopefully not.
But you know what I mean? You go to the Playboy Mansion, it was like everything thinks it's cool. You show up, it's gross. Nobody cleans it. The grotto's disgusting. You know,
people are in costume.
And then you go to Disneyland, and it's kind of like the same era. It's the same era. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. We're going to check on Gene. We're out of time. Thanks to Guy Benson, Susan Lee, Joe DeVito, Kat Tim. Where's Gene? Fox News at Night with Evil. Shannon Bream is next. She's not stuck in an elevator. I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.